what his new single sounds
like. Well,
he's like.
Trying to branch out.
Well, that's fine. He didn't stay to his roots. He branched out immediately. The first chance he got, he branched out.
On 1340 WKGN.
Did you hear how quick that happened, Ben Lee? He stuck to his roots and he branched out in the same sentence.
You can stick to your roots and still branch out. That's what trees do. I mean, that's what trees do.
Hour three kicking off in the truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. Cody McClure. Collision course right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
The Chiefs offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, has withdrawn his name from consideration for the Colorado head coaching job.
Okay.
Sources confirmed ESPN. Bieniemy's decision, as first reported by 9 News in Denver, follows that of Steve Sarkisian, who also dropped out yesterday, as we mentioned earlier. So Bieniemy, I mean, that would be an awful
Bieniemy is now Colorado's enemy.
Yeah, that would be an awful thing for him to, like, he's up for these NFL head coaching jobs. Why would he?
No.
Oh, this explains it. He was a running back for Colorado.
Yeah.
From 87 to 90.
Yeah.
That's when they won the national title.
Okay.
So he was a part of the – he played college for them, so that's why he was tied to that. But I feel like they put that out there as like another, you know, Bieniemy didn't get another job. But I don't think he would want this job. I mean, he should get a bigger job than that. So I don't know about that one. Tua Tagovailoa has revealed his ideal draft day team. He doesn't mind learning under another quarterback, says Jordan DeGianni of CBS Sports. Tagovailoa would love to go to the team he grew up rooting for, which is the
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, you already saw it.
No, did I get it right?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, it's the Chargers.
I thought he was a big Cowboys fan growing up.
You're right. It's Cowboys. But you did see it.
No, I just thought he was a big Cowboys fan. Bandwagon. Hawaiians. You know.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Are Hawaiians known to bandwagon?
No, I don't. I was just, I mean, I would
Where
say
Where does the term bandwagon come from? Because I doubt they had a lot of wagons in Hawaii. Most of them stopped at California. Right?
I don't know.
Because you couldn't get the wagons across the sea.
No, I got it.
You understand what I was.
Yeah.
I don't know where the term comes from, though.
Where did the I'll get it.
Okay. So Tua says, if you're saying to me if I can choose what team I want to play on, as far as my favorite team growing up, then I'd probably tell you the Cowboys. So he was being honest. That's
nice.
And
he's like, I'll be fine sitting behind Dak Prescott.
He said,
I'm not coming for Dak's job. I'd be fine with being his backup.
Said he'd like to learn under him. I'd handle it the way that the coaches there want to handle it. Honestly, I just want to be able to play again. I wouldn't mind learning from whatever guy is the starter. Give me a whole year to rest up and then go back out and compete. I just want to go out and play.
So is there something to take away from this? Because, I mean, not the Cowboy side of it, whatever. He was just asking who his favorite team was, basically. But is there something to take away from it that basically he doesn't want to play next year? He doesn't feel like he's healthy enough to go? Because he's saying, like, hey, I'll sit in and I'll get ready. I'll get ready to go next year.
Maybe.
Right? I mean, that's part of the quote, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what he's putting out there, is that he'd like to have a year to kind of rest up.
Yeah.
Which, hard to blame him there, you know, get healed up from the injury. I mean, they ran him in the ground at Alabama, so he could use some time off.
Sure.
Might not be a bad move.
Okay.
I would think he would get bigger money than the Cowboys, though.
He'll go higher than the Cowboys, yeah, for sure.
Now, the Redskins released former Pro Bowl tight end Jordan Reed.
She calls me sweet day, Eddie.
That'll save him $8.5 million in salary cap space this year.
The idiom originated in the USA probably in the 18th century when musicians were carried in a bandwagon ahead of everyone else when going to a parade or political rally.
Oh. So they probably didn't have a bandwagon in Hawaii.
The phrase suggests that people will follow any event for the excitement of it rather than actually knowing if it is true or not. So basically people just want to be a part of parades and they'd hop on the band's wagon. Does that make sense?
It sounds right to me.
So like a bandwagon fan just wants the excitement of winning, basically. So if you see a parade going by, you want to join in on it, whether or not you know what's going on, I guess.
You are a bandwagoner.
Okay. Hop on the Talk Sports bandwagon. A lot of excitement here. A lot of excitement. As you can see on Cody's face right now. Just so excited.
All right.
Jordan Reed got released. He's been in concussion protocol. It's like the last 5 months that he hasn't been cleared. Like, he has just had way too many head injuries. The Redskins just need to release him, and he needs just to retire and not play football anymore. Pretty simple, in my opinion.
Pretty much. Here's the headline I had from the end of the hour. Poor quality American diet is killing sperm count and lowering male testosterone, according to a new study. If sperm were an animal, science might be worried that it's heading toward extinction in Western nations. Total sperm count in North America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand has dropped by up to 60% in the 38 years between 1973 and 2011. You're telling me that we have 60% fewer sperms? I don't know what the plural is. Spermites. We have 60% fewer than our grandfathers did on average. That seems bad.
It's because we keep our cell phones in our pocket, put our laptops on top of them.
It's from poor diet, according to this new study.
Okay.
Do you think that's part of the reason that we're struggling with, some countries are struggling to make babies? Like, it's harder, maybe, to. Do you think that's maybe the government's trying to keep us down? Is this population control?
I don't think those countries are struggling to make babies because of the sperm. I think they're struggling to make babies because they don't want to hang out with each other and have sex. That's what Japan's problem was, at least.
Well, when you think about it, though, technology, poor diet, all that together combined, is that population control?
I mean, I don't know. Michelle Obama tried to make the schools healthier with lunches.
No need to get political.
You're the one talking about the government with population control.
I'm talking population control, and here you come, Liberal John.
No, I was just simply
coming in talking Michelle Obama.
I was just saying that was a part of the government. She was trying to give us healthier food to help our sperm
count. You don't
see
Melania doing that.
I don't know if Melania does it or not. I don't know. I'm not in high school.
I don't know either. Apparently, though, speaking of Melania, President Trump was not a fan of Parasite. Did you see that?
It's such a random thing.
He said that he was not a fan of Parasite. His quote in Colorado Springs at a
he
rally
on
Thursday.
He did not say he wasn't a fan of it. He just said he hadn't seen it, but that basically there's no way it could be good because it's South Korean.
Well, he said, yeah, you see these Academy Awards? What the hell was that all about? We've got enough problems with South Korea with trade. On top of that, they give them best movie of the year. Was it good? I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So
I thought it was good. You seen it, Hayden?
What movie?
Parasite.
No, I didn't see it.
Trump was then.
Those are so uncultured.
The audience booed when Trump mentioned the Academy Awards, and then cheered when he said, "Can we get Gone with the Wind back, please?" Sunset Boulevard. So many great movies, but they didn't cheer with Sunset Boulevard as much as Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, they were pumped about Gone with the Wind.
Not as much Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
Which has, you know.
Yeah.
Gays. So. Interesting. Katy Perry apparently collapsed from a gas leak during American Idol auditions.
I gotta say, I watched the first episode of the new American Idol. Just want to give my thoughts, my appreciation, my applause. I was really upset last year that Katy Perry had gone with the short hair. I want to applaud her for letting it grow back out a little bit. Katy Perry has risen back up in my rankings. Just let that hair grow out a little bit. I still prefer my Katy Perry dark-haired, but the short-haired Katy Perry, ugh, yuck. But now she has let it grow back out a little bit, and she is back to looking like a snack.
So, I seem to recall another.
So salute to Katy Perry.
Another statement you once made about Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah, on Twitter?
Yeah, I can't say it on the air.
Oh, yeah. I stand by that one, too. they were sitting right on this season of American Idol. They were everything was looking good.
One of my favorite quotes.
True. That's one of the takes I still stand by. That take has stood the test of time.
Did you delete it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Please send it to Cold Takes, Freezing Cold Takes. They will agree. That's a great take. I nailed that one.
I'm not seeing it anymore. I think you deleted it.
I don't think I deleted it.
I searched your name and Katy Perry.
I think I deleted it.
I retweeted it a few months ago.
I hope I didn't delete it, but who knows?
I think you deleted it. No, it's still there.
Okay,
it's still there. Here, I'll retweet it again. Undo retweet and retweet again.
Either way.
There we go. It's one of my favorites. Well, anyway, apparently she passed out from
a
gas leak.
2012, 8 years later, still true. Still reigns true.
Did you see this, though? They had a gas leak?
No, that's scary, though.
And apparently she passed out, and I guess it was...
Is it going to make the episode? Are they going to drum up some interest there? Like, is that in episode 2 or 3?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I think she'll be all right, though. She's got the eye of the tiger. A fighter. She's a champion.
And you're going to hear her...
You're going to hear her choke to death from a gas leak. So, anyway.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, I don't have a lot.
Okay, let's get to some overrated, underrated. Let's see what Hayden's got coming up after the break. Hayden, it's your first dip in the pool of overrated, underrated. Let's play that next.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
Welcome into Overrated Underrated.
Okay. Not
first,
bad so far.
First edition?
It's not the first edition. We've done this for...
Well, for me, it's the first edition.
Well, 2 years, probably.
Overrated, underrated.
You cut the music down way too soon. You could play this background music. It's okay. It's okay.
What is this, a Rotary Club event?
I mean, it's just the intro had a little bit more to it, but either way, get your drums ready.
I'm ready with the drums.
Get them pushed up, and let's get to it.
All right. We ready? Number one. Chicken wings.
Then you hit the drums.
Chicken wings are a little overrated. A little bit overrated. It took me a minute to find an answer on this one, but I think they're a little bit overrated. And that's not to say they're not good. I mean, God knows I love chicken wings. But they seem to be regarded in the same category as, like, pizza. They seem to be regarded so high that I think they got to be a little overrated because in terms of meat, are chicken wings not regarded as the number one meat besides maybe steak? Like, I feel like the average guy ranks chicken wings over burgers. I feel like chicken wings, they outrank pork chops, they outrank chicken strips. Other than like a ribeye, I feel like chicken wings may be the second highest rated meat among men. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I think they might be.
No, I think you're onto something. Chicken wings, my friend, are overrated. Do I like chicken wings? Of course I like chicken wings. They're chicken. But like, you'll have the chicken wing people that are like, you aren't eating real chicken wings if you're eating boneless wings.
That's true.
There's like a whole, yeah, that's fine, but who cares? It's still chicken. The point is chicken. What about if I just get a barbecue chicken sandwich? That's still scrumdiddlyumptious. Chicken is good. The chicken wing is actually a little bit too much work. Just bring me a piece of chicken. That's just fine. Like, just a big barbecue breast, and I will enjoy that nice, juicy, luscious breast dipped in barbecue sauce, and I'll have the time of my life in it.
I think people's point is it's better off the bone.
No.
Like, the meat is better closer to bone. That's well known.
I don't think it's true, though.
Those people, that is
true. I would
rather
have a nice, professionally cooked bone, a chicken breast, than I would wings.
Dry? You know how dry the breasts are?
No, it doesn't have to be dry. People can put seasoning on it. People can do whatever they want
the
to
the breast
it.
Is so dry compared to wings.
No,
though.
I disagree.
Oh, yes, it is. Come on. You'd rather have dry breast than wings?
I'm going to lather it up in sauce and do whatever I want. I'm saying the bone doesn't make the chicken better is all I'm saying. The bone doesn't make the chicken better.
While we agree on the point, we disagree on the reasoning.
If the bone made the chicken better, you don't think these places that are fixing these hot big chicken sandwiches would just take the chicken, just wipe it off the bone? Why aren't people just selling the meat that's ripped off the bone? Why aren't people doing that?
That's a good idea.
No, it's not, because it's a stupid idea.
No, it's a good idea, actually.
Chicken wings, overrated. They do hold them in way too high of a regard. Don't get me wrong. Love chicken wings, but I just like chicken. I love chicken. I eat chicken every day.
Yeah.
I know it's a nervous bird, but I still eat chicken every day. Shout out to cattle. Still love eating cattle, too. But chickens, I like those as well.
It's a nervous bird. I do think the chicken wing is the best part of the chicken. I do think that.
No, I think.
Although I'm a big thigh guy, too. But we agree, but we disagree on why. I mean, that's. It's not as good as they say it is. It's good, but, you know.
Number two.
You don't have to say number two.
Oh. Libraries.
And the drums.
Then you hear the drums. Libraries are underrated. I didn't really appreciate libraries when I was in school for most of my career, but it was always a nice place to go and hang out. Not a bad place to go and do some macking. Just look around, see what women in there are educated and taking school seriously. You could tell the ones that are scrambling, that are just in there to be in there. That way they feel better, and they're telling their dad back at home, hey, I'm in the library. I'm trying to study. But they're not in there paying attention. But you find some nice brainy girls in there taking care of it. You go do some studying that way. The all-nighter in the library was underrated. I did a couple of those, just hopped up on Mountain Dew and Kit Kats. I didn't really get much accomplished on the all-nighters, but at least I was like, hey, I'm in a safe place. A place that makes me feel smart. That's what the library is. You can't go to the library and feel dumb. You can go in there and feel uneducated. Not dumb, uneducated, but you know what you do when you're in the library? You educate yourself. The UT library had snacks you could get to. It had stuff you could rent. It had books you could find. It had computers you could find. Anything you needed. Friends, good place to meet. Library. Now, the whole no talking thing, that's a little antiquated. I don't think people are that bad about it now. But even now, in today's age, we can't go to UT's library, or I don't think we can as alumni or whatever, but we can go to the public library and rent a book for pretty cheap. Seems like a pretty cool system to me. Big fan of libraries, underrated.
Talk about antiquated. The idea of renting a book for a nickel a month, you just never have to bring it back.
Well,
like it's just, it costs nothing to rent. I'm with you. I'm underrated. I go underrated on the library, but I think that we took it differently. You were kind of talking primarily college library. I'm thinking of like when I was a little kid and going in the library, like the public library where you just got all those books. You know, like college library, you got all the Mac computers. It's more of just a work center than it is a library. Which, you know, that was good, too. I mean, I enjoyed the all-nighters and you know, the Adderall and all that, too. But the public library, okay. When you're a kid, that's the one I was thinking of.
It can make anything come true.
You can just go and get any book.
Yeah.
There's a beauty in that. Where did it go? What happened? I know the internet came along, but now it's part of the reason our society is less educated. I think we should all be required by law to go to the library, like, once a week. And just spend a couple hours.
I don't really want the law to require us.
I think
to do that.
We should. We're required to stop at traffic lights, but not required to educate ourselves.
Well, I don't think those are the same thing.
I think we should go to libraries more. I really do.
When's another the last good time thing you've been to the library.
It's been a long
Here's
time.
Here's Hippo Cody again. Oh, Hippo Cody.
I'm saying we should. I'm
Why
not saying
don't you?
I do.
What's stopping you?
I have a lot of books at home.
Oh, do you?
But I love the idea of it. I haven't done it in a while.
I have a lot of books at home, he says.
I do. You want a picture of my bookshelf?
We used to go to the library. We used to have to go to the library once a week for 2 hours. When's the last time you've been hippocody?
You do not understand the definition of the word hypocrite, apparently. Just because I don't go
You're
doesn't
sitting
mean
here
I wouldn't
talking about
like
how
to.
Great libraries are and how we should all go, yet you have the ability to go and you don't go. That's being hypocritical.
That doesn't mean I wouldn't like to go more.
Then why don't you?
Well, there's certain things you just don't do as much as you would like to do. I'm sure you would like to do some things more, but you just haven't gotten around
there's
to it.
There's nothing I'm going
to
sit here and say I should make a law about that I don't do.
If we were required by law, though, wouldn't we all go? We wouldn't want to break the law.
But then it wouldn't become fun.
Maybe not.
Then it'll become a chore.
Maybe
but it's not. Gotta go to the library now.
Maybe, but it's not hypocritical. You could say you would like to.
It's hypocritical.
No, it's not. You should say, I would really like to exercise more, but you just haven't gotten around to it. The fact that you say you would like to do it more, but you don't do it, does that make you a hypocrite? I don't think so. It just means you're not doing it yet.
If I'm sitting here talking about how great it is, then yes, that would make me a hypocrite.
No, it means it's great and you need to get in a routine of doing it because you do like the way it makes you feel. I love reading. I love learning. I don't do it as much as I used to. I've said many times.
Then you don't actually
love it. I do love it. I just haven't gotten around to doing it.
Can you love something and not take advantage of doing it? Do you actually love it if that's the case? I love eating. Do you know what I do every day?
That's for survival.
I eat. No, it's for fun, too.
That's for survival.
I don't eat for survival. I eat for fun. Do I eat when I'm hungry? Sure, but I'm also enjoying it. I also eat when I'm not hungry.
No, that's not true.
Eating for survival implies that you just eat when you're right at the brink of being like starving or
so you're saying,
right at the brink of being like malnourished. No, I eat for fun.
You're saying
we
that
can get by on 1 meal a day and be nourished.
Your logic on this is so wrong.
No, it's not.
You're saying that if I say I love something but I don't do it every day, that means I don't
not
really love
day.
It.
Not every day, but I
love
think,
my mother.
I don't think you've been
Do you think I love my mother?
I hope you don't do her every day.
I don't see her every day. Way to make it gross. I don't see her every day. I don't see her.
Do you call her every day?
I call her. We talk on the phone once or twice a week.
Okay.
Which
if you hadn't talked to her in 3 or 4 months, you know what I would say?
That I don't love
my
mother?
I'm not sure you love your mother that much.
Well, you act like you got to do something every day to say you love something. That's
ridiculous.
I didn't
say every day.
That's ridiculous.
I never said every day.
You love a cheeseburger. Do you eat one every day?
I don't consider myself to love cheeseburgers. I don't.
Well, whatever you love.
I don't love
shrimp scampi. You love shrimp scampi. You don't eat it every day.
I love basketball. I watch basketball five times a week.
So you love basketball?
I love wrestling. Do you know what I do when wrestling's on TV?
You
I
put
watch
your
it.
Helmet on and get your crayons out like the rest of the wrestling community?
I love soda. You know what I do once a day? I take me down a soda.
Yeah. You should switch to diets. I've been on these diets now for about 2 months.
There's not actually a benefit to it, bro.
There actually is. There's no sugar, no calories.
The ascertain's way worse.
Yeah,
for
I'm
you.
Killing myself slowly with ascertain.
Yeah,
but
the diets are actually worse than the regular.
They're not either. That's a thing people say that don't. It's just a.
You don't get to have some moral high ground because you've switched to diet.
I'm not trying to have a moral high ground.
Yeah,
I'm saying
you
should. I'm saying you should try them.
You should try them. I switched to diet.
I'm saying you should try them. They're actually good.
My man's over here championing for the public library. Hasn't set foot in the library, and I would say since graduating college.
Another good thing about the library, it gives the homeless a place to sleep. It's another good thing about it. Keeps them warm.
All right. Next up, we got Tannehill's 2019 season.
A little slow on the drums, but getting a little faster.
I'll go overrated. I don't particularly care either way. We've talked a lot about Tannehill on the show.
Ryan Tannehill's 2019 season, Hayden, I'm glad you asked, is actually being really underrated, even by the Titans fans. It's making me so mad. I've been dealing with idiots on the internet. Did you not see Tannehill in the playoffs? I'm like, yeah, I did see Tannehill in the playoffs. I saw him score 3 touchdowns against Baltimore. I saw that. Tannehill was the highest-rated passer in the NFL. Ryan Tannehill was top 3 in basically every advanced metric. Like, what are you talking about? That Brady's an upgrade over Tannehill. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Ryan Tannehill was a top 5 quarterback last year. He just was, people. Face it. His season's been so underrated just because they lost to the Chiefs. Guys, you lost to the Super Bowl champions. You know what I mean? Like, you lost to the Super Bowl champions. Do you think Baltimore's sitting there saying we should get rid of Lamar Jackson because they lost in the playoffs? Because he got shut down in a good portions of that game. I know his final numbers looked good or whatever, but Lamar Jackson couldn't really do much in that first half. You think Baltimore's sitting around saying, well, we should get rid of Lamar Jackson? No, because they're not idiots. They're not smooth brains. The Titans fans, Cody, we've been wandering through the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking for an oasis since Steve McNair retired in 2000, you know, like since 2004, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I know he didn't retire in 2004, but since 2004, Hayden, Titans fans have been wandering around the desert, thirsty, desperate for an oasis. We want to drink. We want to be taken care of. We want some air conditioning. We've been looking for an offense, and now we have finally gotten an offense that was one of the best in the league, and you know what we want to do? We want to blow it up and start over for a 43-year-old quarterback. Like, what the hell are we doing here? Tannehill was great in 2019. Much better than Brady. Much. Much, much better. And I don't want to hear about, what about the weapons? The Titans had so many weapons. Did you not watch Marcus Mariota? Did you not watch Marcus Mariota? The weapons couldn't carry Mariota. There is a different level of quarterback play there. It's making me really angry. It's making me really angry, and it's making me wonder, were all these people the same idiots in 2002, 2003? It was like, Michael Jordan went to the Wizards. He's going to carry them to the playoffs because he's Michael Jordan. He's the GOAT. Six championships. He's going to get them to the playoffs. No, he's not because he's an old man. He's an old man. He's not the same player he once was in his prime. Michael Jordan in 1992 probably could have gotten the Wizards to the playoffs that year. Old-ass Michael Jordan probably can't. Same as Tom Brady. It's making me sick.
I think it'd be great having Brady play for the Titans.
I get very angry thinking about it.
I know you do.
Very angry.
It's a little
I feel
ridiculous.
Very strongly about this.
It's a little bit ridiculous.
And you know what's happening here? And I don't want this to happen because I like Tom Brady.
Right.
I feel
right.
like I've often said I like Tom Brady.
It's going to ruin him for you?
It is. I'm going to have to root against him next year no matter where he goes.
Yeah.
No matter where he goes. Even if he's in Tennessee, I'm going to be sitting there hating from the sideline. Killing worms out here. Another groundhog killer. If he goes to Oakland, I'm going to have to root for him to suck. If he stays in New England, I'm going to have to root for him to suck. That way I could just do a victory lap and tell everybody, oh, wait, you mean to tell me a 43-year-old quarterback didn't bounce back and become a top three player again? Well, I'm shocked. Yeah, you got one more topic? We need one more topic.
Thought we had two more.
I got
well,
two
we're
more.
Running out of time now. Just pick your best one.
Either social media or Tennessee weather, whichever one y'all want to do.
You're the host here, Hayden. Be a man.
Social media.
I wanted to do weather.
Yeah, we should do weather. Do weather instead.
Tennessee weather.
I got to say this is really overrated. Really, really overrated. Seasons are cool, whatever, but now we've lost our seasons, okay? There's no more fall or spring. There's no more, how many, 365 days a year, how many 70-degree clear days do we have? 10? 10? 12? Like 4 in the spring, 6 in the fall? What happened to spring? What happened to fall? That's part of the benefit of living in the South. People talk about, well, I like my seasons.
We don't have
seasons. We have hot and we have cold.
We've had a fall for the last, like, 4 months. All of winter has been fall.
This is called winter. Winter.
Only this last 4 days that we had winter. It's been, like, 50 degrees all winter.
It snows. It rains. It snows. It rains. It rains. It rains. It rains. I don't know what the hell has happened the last 2 years, but from the months of December to February, it has done nothing but rain. It's like Noah's Ark out there, and it's just continuous
spring,
rainfall.
Bro?
Probably more rainfall.
Yeah.
Probably more rainfall.
Yeah, we haven't gotten winter.
You know what the weather is in Los Angeles right now? Do you have any idea what it's like in Los Angeles right now?
I'd imagine it's probably like 60 degrees and
windy.
It's
76 degrees and partly cloudy. There is a cloud in the sky today.
You can't get in the water out there, though. So what's the point?
Are you getting in the water here?
No.
What, a puddle?
We're on the same puddle? We're on the same page.
You can get in the water out there if you want to.
It's way too cold.
You go a little further south. People do it in San Diego. A lot of surfing going on.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather, like, I know not everywhere has the weather of California,
Hang
but
Tim,
this is
bro.
Ridiculous.
Hang Tim, bro. This weather sucks.
It does.
Yo, dudes.
It's awful.
Let's go out to Cali.
It's awful.
Let's go out to Cali and catch some waves and enjoy the 70-degree weather. That's still a little too chilly to be out near the water.
Yeah, I prefer the weather. The
sun is shining right now, bro.
And it's 42 degrees.
You just talked about – what the hell are you talking about? You just talked about how you wanted all the seasons.
Yeah, No, I didn't.
You're like, we're spring at. We're summer. Where's winter? Didn't I just hear you say that?
I didn't say I wanted them. I said that's what people say. Like, sometimes seasons are
fine.
I
thought you were just asking. I thought the problem with Tennessee weather was that it's been raining and it's been all these different things.
Sometimes
and you're like,
seasons
winter?
Are fine. Sometimes they're fine.
So let's go out to Cali, bro, where it's all 70 degrees all the time.
Yes, I would prefer the weather in California
then
as
move.
The weather here.
Then move.
I would.
You're not beholden here.
Expensive.
Just go.
It's very expensive.
Go be a beach bum, bro.
It's very expensive to live there because of the weather, or I would have already gone.
Let's power rank the events of the weekend coming up next. Stick with us on Talk Sports. Hey, I forgot to start the podcast up for power ranking, so my bad, podcast people. We're power ranking the events of the weekend. My bad, you're coming in towards the very end at my number one. Cody's already given his. Number one for me, the New York Guardians at the St. Louis Battlehawks. I'm actually really interested to see St. Louis and what type of atmosphere they have in their first XFL game. They've had football taken away. They say they're going to have 30,000 seats sold. I want to see like a sold-out, crazy XFL game where, you know, you see these guys really have a fan base and you have some real excitement. I'm actually really into that game. The Guardians are 1-1. The Battlehawks are 1-1. This is a big potential playoff matchup. I want to see it. Or not potential playoff matchup, maybe like a who gets in the playoffs is a big game.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if Matt McGloin yells at his coach again. But I really just want to see the St. Louis crowd. You know, that seems too high for that, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. You not have any other things you're looking forward to? Maybe a...
I don't have anything going on this week.
Egg hunt or
no,
something?
No, not this week. Typically, like, when I do this, I'll have something like a movie I'm going to go see or something. Yeah. You know, in a couple weeks, I'll be like, my birthday is going to be number one. Like, you know, the wedding and birthday combo, that'll be number
one. St. Patty's Day coming up.
Yeah, like, that will supersede. But this weekend, I don't have really any plans. There's that one scary movie that's coming out that I kind of want to see. The Lodge.
Mm.
Neither one of you know.
Sounds like something that's been done before.
I guess it did maybe have a little bit of a Shining vibe to it. Like, you know, you go out to this lodge and this woman's out in the, you know, they're out by themselves. She goes a little crazy. So, yeah, I guess you're probably right. It probably has been done before. But maybe I'll go see that. But it's not really on the list for this weekend. So, yeah, this weekend it's all sports, bro. This weekend it's all sports. Guardians Battlehawks feels too high. Yeah, I'm going to take that. I'm going to move it down to, I'm actually going to move that all the way down to 5. Just knock everything up a peg. Just take my number one and actually make it number 5. Because as I talked about it, I'm not the most excited for that. That was a lie. Fury Wilder. Number one.
Oh, Curb. New Curb Sunday night.
Ooh, you know what? Let's take that. Let's knock it off. Yeah.
I just saw a thing about Cheryl. Now I got to really amend my list.
God damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it.
Oh, boy. This was, New Curb, Rack of Ribs. Really, that's all I got.
Why are you so excited about that rack of ribs? It seems like that's something you could do anytime.
You don't eat a rack of ribs during the week.
That's a weekend thing?
Yeah. You can't do that
during Sunday or Saturday thing?
I'm going to make it a Saturday thing. Maybe right after the basketball game.
I'm going to put the New Curb in there, too. Does Guardians Battlehawks just go from number one to unranked? Like, just like that? Is this college basketball?
It's a Michigan State team here. Yeah. I actually like this exercise now that I think of actual things I'm going to do this weekend.
Yeah.
Like not watching sports.
Sure. I just kind of live a boring life from time to time. This weekend I got nothing really going on.
Yeah.
Get the hop thing. I'm looking forward to Vols Auburn. That, you know, but Sunday might go down to church, I guess, maybe, but I don't know.
There you go.
It's not really in my top five.
You could put in counterfeit money in the collection plate. Boom. There you go. That's an activity. Of course, you got to go find counterfeit money first.
You ever watch the show on it? I know you don't watch it. There's a show I was watching last night that was about counterfeit.
Go ahead. Throw it at me.
You haven't seen it. You're not cultured enough.
Go ahead. See what? Ask. I might have seen it.
Good Girls?
Nah, never seen it.
Yeah. You don't like it? You watched it, Hayden, you didn't like it?
Hayden likes Bad
Girls.
I've
seen the trailer for it.
You don't like it?
No.
You prefer the Bad Girls? No. You don't support Knoxville's own lead actress? I mean,
that's not who you're referring to?
Christina Hendricks?
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
Okay. Fair enough. I was watching it, and it was just about counterfeit money, so. Whole Katy Perry tweet, you could swap it out and put Christina Hendricks there too. Last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. That actually might be the number one on my power rankings. Just sit at home and drink some Volunteer Vodka. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea if I do say so myself. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's play some Keep Rolling. Cody, you want to go first or second?
First.
Go for it.
Cheryl Hines shares her most cringeworthy moment on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay. I'm a Cheryl fan.
That's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
Despite the funny antics on and off camera, Cheryl admitted there are some days that leave her questioning what on earth she does for a living. There's one scene in particular that she shared that will always stick out in her mind as the most cringeworthy. There was a chef that had Tourette's syndrome but couldn't help but yell vulgar things at people while he was cooking.
At the end of one episode, she had to yell something.
The season 3 finale?
Yeah, she had to yell something to make the guy feel good. Is that it with her? Because she said something pretty foul, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, she recalled it continued with Larry David and the rest of the cast shouting profane outbursts. And she said, when they shot that, we spent all night just yelling at each other, and then the sun came up because it was a night shoot. And I remember driving home that day like, what the hell just happened? What kind of job is this that I'm doing? And so that's what she said. That was her most cringeworthy moment doing the show. But she did a big long-form interview talking about the show and, you know, working with Larry and all that. And it's pretty good.
Okay.
And I don't guess that that really matters to anyone that hasn't seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I feel like a lot of people have, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either. It does seem like a really weird headline. Yeah, stop doing that.
Is that loud on the mic?
Yeah, it's coming in the mic. Don't do that.
It's just my zipper.
Yeah, but stop. Just stop doing that. Right. CBA vote and the NFL for this whole new CBA thing. They had stage one of the vote. Now we got an update, and what comes next?
Do you have plenty of stories or
no?
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor! No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
I said no.
I mean, I didn't want to leave you in a bind. I just
Charles Barkley and The Bachelor. Charles Barkley apparently told Madison that she needs to, quote, dump that loser. Dump that loser when talking about Peter. Get rid of Peter. Dump that loser, Maddie.
Dump that loser.
Dump that loser.
So Barkley's not a fan of Pilot Pete.
He is not. He said, dump that loser, Maddie.
Dump him and do what? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Go out with Charles Barkley instead? Is that what he's getting at?
Or just
get away from that guy?
I don't know.
That guy does seem like a loser, I think, doesn't he? People say that. He does seem like kind of a loser.
I've seen many people say that.
Hmm.
You ready to go?
Yeah, there's nothing else to that one.
No.
Are you familiar with Madison?
She's the Auburn girl, right? That's sort of kind of from Tennessee, mm-hmm. maybe, or no?
No, that's Hannah Ann. Hannah Ann's from Tennessee, but she Bruce may be an Alabama fan. Okay. Yeah. Madison's all Auburn.
Okay.
But other than that, she may be perfect without sounding creepy.
Oh, man, Wesley pointed out, man, I got to really. Oh, man, good job by Wesley. I forgot all about that. Better call Saul's back. Ooh. Man.
Hmm.
Oh, man. This is a packed weekend. We didn't do any prep for this weekend thing, huh? Because I missed a whole bunch of things.
I got an Alaska airman receiving some discipline for something involving a coffee maker. Rolling. Felt spiteful. Rolling. Pilot pees in a coffee maker. Colorado squatters leave behind a few things.
Squatter laws always interest me.
What is a squatter?
Somebody who basically just takes over an abandoned house or a house for sale or something like that.
Okay. Well, a Colorado condo owner said this week she had to spend hundreds of dollars and lost about 2 months' worth of rent in an effort to evict squatters who left behind underwear, dirty dishes, a snake, and sex toys. Apparently a tenant broke their lease. Another woman moved in without the knowledge of the condo owners. She was being difficult. She didn't want to leave. It was her and two guys. And apparently it was disgusting. Guys' underwear everywhere, sex toys all over the condo she didn't want to touch.
Oh, man.
And not only were there fake snakes, there was a live snake. An actual snake.
Mm.
So you had dildos and a real snake.
NBC News reporting on...
Sounds important.
Have you already started the Curb outro?
Stop it. Get some help.
Good job by you. Apparently, Mike Bloomberg's office in Knoxville, Tennessee, has been vandalized.
That's over there off by the Western and 17th, somewhere over there. By university, right? Yeah, yeah. College, whatever that is. I saw that the other day. They vandalized it, huh?
According to NBC News and his campaign.
That's NBC News? Like national news?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Says the vandalization, quote, echoes language from the Sanders campaign and its supporters, and now they're asking Bernie Sanders to condemn. All right, good show today. Good job by you, Hayden. The Drive's up next.